We're joined in the media center by a Funny Car number one qualifier, Courtney Force, who ran a 3.893 second passing through 22.65 miles per hour. It's your fourth consecutive number one qualifier, your fourth consecutive track record, and the 14th number one qualifier of your career. You got to be feeling pretty good right now.
It definitely feels good, especially after last weekend. I mean, to come back and to have, you know, four number one qualifiers in a row, I mean, that's pretty insane. But, you know, really proud of my team. I mean, after last weekend, we had to pull out a spare car to run this weekend, and to only have, that was only the first lap we got in that car this weekend, and to go out and run an 89 and set the track record and get that top spot feels pretty good. It feels pretty good for a new car. I mean, adjusting to the steering of the car, the brake handle with it for staging, a lot of like little minor things to get used to with this car. But for the job that my team has done to, you know, get this put together so quickly and have it ready for this weekend, and I'm really proud of them. Really excited for Dan Hood, Ronnie Thompson, for what they've achieved so far this weekend. Makes me really excited to see what we can hopefully do tomorrow. Obviously, our ultimate goal is turning this green hat into a yellow one. So we haven't had very much luck from the number one spot, so I'm actually just hoping for some better luck tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. About time you guys get a win, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think my team definitely deserves a win after all these number one qualifiers they've been putting out there. So really hope that we can get it done.
Yeah, changing up your strategy for tomorrow since you haven't had that win, haven't had that success yet?
I mean, honestly, like I've said, before, just trying to get this car running consistent. The first pass, shut it off early. It was trying to get a little bit to the inside, to the center line, and got out of it, but we looked at it and, it was running how we wanted it. It was supposed to be an early shutoff originally anyway, so we it did exactly what we wanted, but for my Advanced Auto Parts team, for the Chevy Camaro, and for Peak, for Auto Club, for Monster Energy, really excited for my sponsors to give them another number one qualifier hat, and hopefully a win tomorrow. I mean, that's what my team deserves, and for round one, I'm not sure who we are matched up with yet, but looking for consistency on race day, like I've said before. It's just really important for our team to find it, and maybe with this new car, we will.